The Comey Memos.
Now available for the world to read.
Wells Fargo faces major fine.
It could be $1 billion.
Students to walk out over gun violence.
We're not going to sit down and shut up.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Since his firing, former FBI Director James Comey has talked openly about his interactions with President Trump. Now the memos he wrote about them at the time have seen the light of day. Live to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Tracking with what we've heard from the former FBI director over the past year, these seven documents offer greater details of Comey's conversations with the president, starting with that meeting at Trump Tower, at which Mr. Trump was first read into the salacious allegations in the Steele dossier. Comey says the president would repeatedly refer back to what he called the hookers thing, and said the story of a 2013 Moscow run-in with prostitutes was nonsense. But Comey also claims the president said Vladimir Putin told him that in Russia, quote, we have some of the most beautiful hookers in the world. The memos reveal the president raised concerns about the judgment of his then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, and they show he was intensely focused on finding leakers in his administration, even urging Comey to go after reporters to find them. Sources say Mr. Trump was involved in the decision to release these memos to Congress. He tweets, they, quote, show clearly that there was no collusion and no obstruction. Steve?
Well, President Trump's legal team is getting some high-profile help. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani will work with the team dealing with the special counsel's Russia investigation. CBS's Major Garrett.
Giuliani brings not only his relationship to the president, but a sense of savvy about how these things work and possibly might be able to provide some reinforcements to the president's legal team.
There's word the president has been told he's not a target of the investigation into his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. The Justice Department's inspector general has sent a criminal referral about fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe to federal prosecutors. It raises the possibility he could face charges for allegedly misleading investigators. A big fine is looming for a major bank caught up in scandal. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, that government fine could be as much as $1 billion for Wells Fargo for abuses in both its auto lending and mortgage businesses. Last summer, the company admitted selling car insurance to its auto loan customers, insurance that they did not want or need. Thousands of people fell behind on payments and had their cars repossessed because they couldn't afford it. In the mortgage cases, Wells Fargo admits charging borrowers unnecessarily to lock in their interest rates.
The American Federation of Teachers has cut its ties to Wells Fargo because of its financial links with gun makers and the NRA. The bank had been a recommended mortgage lender for members of the teachers' union. Around the country, students are set to walk out of class to call for action on gun violence. Parker Butler's organized the effort at his high school in Liberty, Texas.
I saw what happened in Parkland. I saw sort of how it reverberated across the country, and I knew I had to be a part of that.
This is taking place on the 19th anniversary of the massacre at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger says there was a ceremony held there last night.
Candles flickered in the darkness as the names of the 13 Columbine victims were read.
Kelly Fleming. Matt Hector.
This was not just a memorial, but a rally to urge young people to register in order to vote out pro-gun politicians, a step they believe towards ending gun violence.
Across Arizona, it's teachers who are mobilizing. Teachers there have voted to hold a walkout beginning next Thursday. They want better pay and increased classroom funding. Music teacher Noah Carvelis is one of the organizers.
The worst possible thing we could do is to not take action right now. Because if we maintain the status quo, that is way worse than missing a couple days of school or missing a softball game or something like that.
Arizona's governor says he's committed to getting teachers a 20% raise within 2 years. In a just-released CBS News poll, 59% of Americans support legalizing marijuana. It's actually down a bit from a high of 61% last year. A nationwide manhunt is over for a grandmother who's accused of killing her husband and a woman who resembled her. 56-year-old Lois Reese was arrested in South Padre Island, Texas. Her husband was found dead in Minnesota. Authorities believe she fled to Florida, where she used the same gun to kill a woman to assume her identity. The cousin of that victim is glad the search is over.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to get upset, but this is a relief. This is a relief. This is the closure we need.
Police say along the way on her odyssey, Reese stopped in casinos in several states. Authorities in Trenton, Florida, in the northwest part of the state, are searching for a motive in the fatal ambush of two sheriff's deputies. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz says they were shot through the window of a local restaurant.
They're men of integrity. They're men of loyalty. They're God-fearing, and they loved what they did.
The 58-year-old shooting suspect was found dead outside the restaurant in his car. Reports say he took his own life. Not Houston, and the farewells to Barbara Bush.
From noon to midnight today, here at St. Martin's Episcopal Church, the general public will be allowed to pay its final respects to former First Lady Barbara Bush. Her casket will lie in the main chapel here, and regular people, ordinary citizens, people who never even knew her personally, will be allowed to walk past the casket, say a prayer, pay their respects. Steve Futterman, CBS News, outside St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston.
In Germany, 10,000 residents and workers were told to leave a one-square-mile area of Berlin, including the main train station, while crews defused and removed an unexploded bomb from World War II. It was found during construction work. Singer Ariana Grande has released her first single since the deadly terror attack after her concert last year in Manchester, England. She posted video of No Tears Left to Cry on social media. Planning just about any wedding takes time, but when it's a royal wedding in Great Britain, security is more than a minor detail.
It's a month before Prince Harry marries American actress Meghan Markle, but police in Windsor have begun what they say is one of the city's biggest ever security operations.
Got the explosive search dog teams out with us,
says Windsor Police Sergeant Andy Turner. Being searched for explosives, mailboxes, phone booths, and drains, police will also erect barriers to stop vehicle attacks, and there'll be armed patrols. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
A new book examines Prince Harry's bride-to-be. Meghan, a Hollywood princess, is written by celebrity biographer Andrew Morton. It quotes a friend as saying she wants to be Princess Diana 2.0. And it says she rehearsed drinking tea before meeting Queen Elizabeth. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.